Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. All right, today we're diving into a question that I've been getting quite a bit lately, and it is, how best do I use my points? How should I maximize on using my points? How are you getting such valuable stays? How are you saving so much money on your hotel redemptions with using your points? And I wanted to talk about this today because there's so many different ways to use your points. Yes, and we'll talk about that, but there's also one partner in particular that I really truly feel like you can get the most value out of your points and truly stretch the flexible points that you're earning to allow you to take more vacations, take luxury vacations, and just spend more time with your family and using your points strategically and smartly. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, I want to just address, like, yes, there are ways to maximize your points, but really there's not a wrong way to use your points. There are ways that are obviously going to be less value, but what I tell my students in the Travel Points Lounge all the time is this is so individualized to you, and whatever is important to you and what vacation you're looking to take is ultimately the best way to use your points. So I have students who really like to stay in Airbnbs and they're not big hotel people. Yes, you can use your points for Airbnbs. Is it as valuable as using it on hotels? Absolutely not. But if that's what you want to do with your points, then go for it. I have students who really like to go on cruises once a year. Again, is that a great way to use your points? I don't think so, but I'm not a cruise person. So whatever it is that you're looking to do and how you want to use your points, if that's what you want to do, absolutely go for it. Just know, like, it might just take a little longer for you to earn points. You're not going to get as much value out of your points, but if that's the way you want to use them, then 100% do that. And I'm never going to argue with somebody on you should use your points this way, because I want you to take the vacation that you want to take. And so all my students have different vacation plans. They all have different credit card strategies. And so I help all of them do what they want with their points. But for those who are just like, I want to get as many vacations out of my points as I can, I want to get the best bang for my buck, what's the best way to use my points? This is what the answer is. So recently I just booked probably one of the best, if not the best, redemptions of my points that I've ever done in the couple of years that I've been doing this. So I just booked the Alila Ventana Big Sur in California. This is a Hyatt property, and this resort goes for roughly $2,500, $3,000 plus dollars per night, which is outrageous. This is a adults only, all-inclusive, very high-end luxury resort. They have like 4-star Michelin food. It's up in the Redwoods. Absolutely beautiful. I cannot wait to go there and do a full destination review for you guys. We'll be staying there later this month, but really high-end property that I would never pay $3,000 to go to. So I was able to book this using my Chase Ultimate Rewards. I just transferred Chase points to Hyatt and booked it for 45,000 points per night. So if you were to get the cash value out of 45,000 points per night, that would be $450, which I was able to turn into $2,500. So this stay would have cost me almost $5,000, and that's for the base room. So if I get upgraded to a room, which we're going on like a Tuesday, so that is highly possible. If we even get upgraded, that would be like $3,500 a night. So saving $5,000 for spending 90,000 Chase points through Hyatt is the ultimate redemption in my book. So to be able to turn that very low cash value into double, triple, quadruple, whatever it is, in points, I think is amazing. And really the best one to do it with is Hyatt. They have some of these properties that go for such high cash value for such low points redemptions. While yes, this is this property is really hard to find the rate at 45,000 points. I had alerts set and I got very, very lucky to find this redemption because I literally could not find it for 45,000 points for the rest of the year. You're going to have to find, it does take some effort to find them, setting alerts, knowing the right tools to use to find those availability and all that kind of stuff, but it's totally possible. That's what I teach all of my students, is all the tools that they need to do this. But with Hyatt, you can get such good redemptions with your points versus the cash rate. And it's not just this resort. There's so many different Hyatt resorts where I've spent very few points, like 20, 30,000 points a night, and it was going to cost me well over $500 to $1,000 per night to stay there if I were to pay for cash. You can even stay at Hyatts for like 6,500 points per night if you're looking at like a Hyatt Place or a Hyatt House. So if you're just someone who's not like a big resort person and you just want to get as many nights out of your Chase points, Hyatt is absolutely the one to go to. And so I love Marriott properties. I have Marriott credit cards in my wallet. I have free night certificates. I did an entire podcast episode on Marriott and I love them. Hilton, I'm really not a huge fan of. IHG, I've never even really stayed there, but Hyatt is going to be the best one that you are going to get the best value out of your points. Chase points are easy to accumulate. They're easy to transfer over to your Hyatt account and use them. While yes, I have transferred Chase points to Marriott and used that for Marriott stays because there are certain properties I really like. They're a great program to earn free night certificates, and I will continue to stay at Marriott. But if I am trying to find the best value for my points, it's going to be Hyatt. So if you're just starting out, if you have a bunch of Chase points and you're like, what's the best way to do this? I am going to always recommend that you transfer them over to Hyatt and use them that way. And then maybe get like an airline card. So like a lot of my students right now are using all of their Chase points for Hyatt stays. And then they're signing up for the Southwest cards and getting the companion pass and utilizing those cards for their flights so that they can really focus on their Chase points going towards Hyatt. Maybe because they want to take lots of vacations or they have a big family or they're trying to go to an all-inclusive resort or whatever. They're just really focusing on keeping those Chase points for Hyatt resorts because you're going to get so much more value out of them. So for everyone who's been asking, and if you've got a bunch of Chase points and you don't even know where to start, definitely transfer them over to Hyatt. The best thing you can do is just go to Google and do Hyatt Hotel Map. It's going to pull up the whole map. You can start looking at all of the places that you can stay. You can filter by how many points per night you want to spend. But they're just a great family-friendly option. They have lots of locations. They're the best hotel for the portfolio of all-inclusives. They definitely have the most resorts in the all-inclusive category. They definitely beat out Marriott and Hilton with that for sure. They're not as globally located as Marriott, but for the most part, where you're going, you can usually find a Hyatt hotel to use your points at. And if you can't, if you're going to a really small town, that's when I would recommend maybe moving them over to Marriott. But if you're really trying to find some of these great redemptions, and maybe if you don't even have a place in mind, like I wasn't dead set on like, oh, I really want to go on a vacation to California or the Redwoods. It was, I want to go to this specific property and I'm going to wait till a opening is at this property. And so opening that hotel map and just starting to look at some of those properties and finding places that you want and waiting to find those really good redemptions can be awesome. Or if you're like, I just really want to go to an all-inclusive in Mexico, just start looking around for that as well. There's so many different ways that you can go about it, but I would definitely recommend, especially if you're a beginner, starting with Hyatt and getting those really good redemptions, because that's going to be the best way to stretch your points and make your points more valuable. Because you never want to use your points for, I mean, you can do whatever you want with your points, but you don't want to use them for a low redemption. So like that 45,000 points that I transferred, instead of being at $450, I got it for $2,500, which is what that rate was for the room. I'm not gonna usually use my points for a room that would cost me that cash value, because you're really not getting much value out of it. You want to be able to double to triple the value out of them. That's the whole point of transferring your points out of Chase into the partner brand and booking directly with them. If you can't find anything, then it's really not, you might want to pay cash for it or something. So I am always looking to at least double the value of it when I transfer it out with the specific place that I'm booking. And Hyatt is the best one to be able to do that. Like I said, you can almost always double to triple the value of the points when you transfer them out to Hyatt and book directly with Hyatt on their website for their amazing hotels and resorts. So I hope that answers that question. I know this is a really short episode, but I've just been getting this question a lot. And so I just wanted to share, especially since I just booked this recent hotel stay in California. Everyone's like, how the heck are you doing that with your points? And so I wanted to just share how I booked basically a $5,000 resort for $0. That's the other thing I love about Hyatt, is when you book with them, there are no hidden fees, there's no taxes, nothing. You just book it with your points and it is absolutely free, versus if you were booking with like Marriott, they are going to charge you taxes and fees. And so sometimes it's very minimal, but sometimes it actually is quite a bit of money. And so you kind of have to outweigh if you want to spend that. With Hyatt, you never even have to worry about it. So I get to stay at a place that would have cost me $5,000 for absolutely free, and it's all inclusive. Food, beverages, everything's included. So this is going to be like a truly free stay, other than my flights for this resort, which that's like one of my hands down favorite things about Hyatt. And so for beginners, especially when you're like really looking to make sure that this thing works for you and you want to see the proof, booking that first Hyatt resort is like a no-brainer, because it really is free. And so you can be in that hotel room, be staying there, and be like, oh my gosh, this was actually free. Like, credit card points works. And so I think it's just a great place to start to show yourself the proof of that it actually works. So if you want to know more things like this, all of the hidden secrets of how points work, definitely look at joining us in the Travel Points Lounge. It is the best place to be. I promise you, it is the best community out there for you, not only to learn just how Travel Points works, but be surrounded with a community of women who are constantly planning trips, who are constantly going to inspire you, and you're going to actually have help planning and booking your vacation with points. It's not like a, here's your course, here's how points work, good luck. It's, where do you want to go? Let's actually make this vacation happen for you. And I walk you through absolutely everything. So definitely check it out. The link is in the show notes. And I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Tuesday.